Well, let's bring in now Brett Hollander and Kadri Ismail here on Sportsline, and an opportunity to bring on Q's former teammate and quarterback from a very special year here in Baltimore, a Super Bowl championship-type season. Former Ravens quarterback and current ESPN analyst Trent Dilfer joins us now on the show. Trent, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
TD in the house. What's going on?
How you doing, Q?
Excellent. Excellent. Let me ask you this. Couple of things as far as the Denver game, and you had two quarterbacks that are just top of their game juggernauts. Was it a scenario where Tom Brady, in regards to his legacy and how he played the game, did it take a hit because of the fact that he didn't deliver the goods? There were a couple of passes where you just didn't see the accuracy that you normally see from Tom?
Not in my book. In fact, I think it might be his most impressive year of his career. I mean, what they were able to do with Scotch tape and putty this year was amazing. Absorb the amount of injuries they had, to not have a ultra talented roster to start with, especially at the skill positions on offense. I just thought it was phenomenal, how they're able to week in and week out, find a way to move the football, recreate themselves, and score touchdowns. I think that was the most impressive thing, was they were able to still get the ball in the end zone with the lack of personnel. So, no, I mean, that game kind of went. To me, getting there was icing on the cake for the Patriots. I know their expectations are really high. You know, they have a championship mentality. I was shocked they got that far, and I think it was one of Tom's finest years.
Looking at the other side of the coin, Peyton Manning and just the wonderful job that he did, was that more so because of the injury to Aqib Talib, or you felt that if Aqib stayed in the game, he was going to be able to slice and dice the way he was?
I think he was going to slice and dice no matter what. I just think it would have been different. You know, I think Peyton is the ultimate tactics guy. He's going to find where you're weak. He's going to find his matchups. He's going to get you to expose what you're doing on defense, and then he's going to, you know, go for the jugular there. And with Talib out, he obviously had more options to work with. But if Talib was in there, he was going to find a matchup somewhere else. It may not have been Demaryius Thomas going off and Julius Thomas going off. It might have been Decker. It might have been Walker. Who knows? You know, it might have been a back out of the backfield. He's got so many, you know, tricks up his sleeve that, I thought that was a gross mismatch. I thought that was about as close as the game could have been. I think the Broncos feel that way. They left some points out there. I think if Talib stays in the game, they just find a different way of moving the ball and scoring points.
Trent, it is Super Bowl week. Can we talk about Super Bowl week of 2001, Super Bowl 35 in Tampa, Florida, and what that week meant to you personally?
Well, you know, I've shared this before, and Q understands it. To me, it was about the journey. You know, I was a special group of people. I was a lot of big personalities. A lot went into that year behind the scenes, just managing egos and personalities. And to me, that was what made it really special, was how in a short time frame, a bunch of people really became one heartbeat. You know, obviously, it's the greatest defense, in my opinion, that football's ever seen. But offensively, you know, we did it took a lot of sacrificing there as well. You know, we did some stuff sacrificially to help that team. We were very strategic with what we did. A lot of us played hurt. You know, a lot of us were banged up that year and played injured, and there's something heroic to that. It's a group of men I'll always remember, a journey I'll always remember, and obviously, you know, it's capped off by a Super Bowl championship isn't too shabby, but in my eyes, if we would not have won a championship, it still would have been a very, very special year, just because of the journey I went on with that group of people.
Former Ravens quarterback Trent Dilfer with us here on BAL. I have to ask, Trent, this year you worked very closely with Ray Lewis. How did he do in his rookie year at ESPN? Now you're the established veteran there.
He was great. We had a great time on the road. Steve, Ray, and I, and Rick Riley, and Stuart Scott, and Susie Colbert when she was filling in for Stuart. It's just a great group of people. We work very hard at what we do. I think it's a lot of different perspectives on the game. Ray really was impressive with how he saw the game more than just through the defensive linebacker lens. He took a very global look at the game, which I think is important. I'd say the most amazing thing was every week to go out on the field in pregame and watch how endeared he is by the rest of the NFL. I mean, really, it's 15 to 30 guys every single Monday night running up to him, embracing him, just for what he's done in their lives as a role model, as a model of consistency, whatever it is. But he's touched so many young players in the NFL's lives, and then for them to come up and show their gratitude is pretty amazing each week.
Speaking of touching lives, this March, you're going to be in town at Martin's West for FCA. Talk about that experience for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I think I haven't been back to Baltimore much since the championship year, and it's an opportunity to go back and see a lot of neat people. But more importantly, tell them about my story. You know, my story is so much bigger than football, and Q, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
And yours is very similar. But, you know, football is something we did, not who we are. And I'm really excited to sit down with a bunch of people and kind of tell them my life's journey and what I learned at this point and what's impacted me the most. So I'm really excited about the third. I'm excited about being back with some people I care about and sharing some cool stuff.
That is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the 2014 fundraising banquet. And Trent, my quarterback, TD, he's going to be the main speaker, and it's at Martin's West. You can get all that information on their website. So you can go to FCA.com, or actually you can also go to MDFCA.org. Pardon me, MDFCA.org. Trent, real quick, while we have some time left here, give us your thoughts and take on the Richard Sherman after the Michael Crabtree play and what went on in his mind and how you viewed it.
Well, obviously, I mean, it takes a lot to play defense. I'll start there. It takes a lot of emotion, a lot of toughness, a lot of just stuff to get yourself to a point where you can play that type of football for 65, 70 snaps a game. So I've always thought it was a little unfair to interview defensive players, especially right after the game. It's a different mentality. It's a different mindset. And, you know, the emotion is so high. So I'll start there. I think that obviously, and he showed contrition sense. He wished he wouldn't have showed so much bravado and pointed out Michael Crabtree and handled the way he handled it. I think emotion got the best of him with Aaron Andrews, and I kind of gave him a pass on that one. Where I was really shocked was that it carried over into the post-game press conference, mm-hmm. because he had time to go shower. He had time to gather his thoughts. He had time to be counseled by Dave Pearson, their PR guy, and Pete Carroll, and whoever, Dan Quinn, their DC. I was shocked that it carried into the post-game press conference. It shows the deep hatred him and Michael Crabtree have for one another and the rivalry that's going on here. And I appreciate the fact that since then he's come out and said, you know, I feel most poorly that I took the attention away from my teammates. And that, to me, was the biggest thing. He made a great play, and he had a good game. But he had a bunch of teammates that played great as well. It was a huge win for them. And, you know, he should understand the media enough to know that, you know, in today's football, you get one thing like that, and that's what we're going to talk about, unfortunately. And it changed the narrative from what should have been a great narrative about a great football game to some exploits after the game by one player that he regrets.
Trent Dilfer, Ravens Super Bowl championship quarterback. He will be speaking on Monday, March 3rd at Martin's West in Maryland for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes event coming up. For more information, call 301-569-8947. That's 301-569-8947 for more details. Thank you so much, Trent.